Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking ahead to March 28th, that is when St. Louis University will hold its annual e-waste and shred mania event. It's from 7 until 2, and the man in charge of it and here to tell us all about it is the school's sustainability coordinator, Spencer Ruggles. Spencer, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, good morning. So tell us what is going to happen here at this event. And it's like I said, it's a chance to really clean your garage and get a lot of things out of the way.
That is correct. So, yeah, on March 28th, that's a Wednesday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are going to pretty much shut down the Fred Weber parking lot, which is adjacent to Chaffetz Arena. And we'll have it set up to where you'll just pull in and you can drop off any sensitive documents. So any types of papers, receipts, anything like that, that you want to get destroyed and recycled. And so shred it. Our paper shredding company at SLU will provide that service for you. And then you can pull on down after that and drop off a lot of old electronic items. We pretty much say anything with a cord. Some items this year will have a fee associated with them. So a lot of those old TVs, those cathode ray tube TVs, box TVs, those will have a fee associated with them. And then certain items like the CRT computer monitors, flat screen TVs, and then Freon containing items, those will have fees with them. But you can also bring a lot of other things. So old lamps, I've seen old video game consoles, old laptop computers. There's a whole array of things you can bring. Old blenders, anything that just hasn't stopped working and had a motor on it or anything like that that you shouldn't really throw away in the landfill, you can bring and drop off for free that day.
Yeah,
and
talk also about go ahead.
Our DPS, our Department of Public Safety, will be collecting, will be taking pharmaceuticals, so old drugs, old prescription drugs that you need to get rid of safely. They'll take that off your hands for you.
You know, that's a nice addition, because a lot of I don't know that I've heard of a recycling event like this or a shredding event where they also take your unwanted prescription drugs. So that's a nice addition.
Yeah, we got three big things going on all in one stop. So you can take care of a lot of business on March 28th.
No question about it. And tell us why we shouldn't just go ahead and throw those old television electronics into the trash. Some people might think, why don't I just, throw it out to the garbage man?
Well, thanks for asking that. I was about to get to that. So yeah, a lot of those old TVs and a lot of old electronic equipment have very poisonous substances in them. So especially the TVs, they have lead. And so anytime you put that in a landfill or just dump it out on a country road or something like that, that will leak and leach out those materials, which then get into the clean stream. So it pollutes your water systems, gets in the groundwater, and it's really detrimental to the environment and can affect human health and animal health for years to come.
And I guess one of the key questions after that is, where do you send the recycled electronics that are brought to you? Where do they go from St. Louis University?
So Midwest Recycling Center, they're coming to our campus and setting up, and then they will haul them to their recycling centers. I think they have one based in Park Hills, Missouri. That's the main one. And so they take them there, and then they break them down and take out all the reusable parts. And then I'm not 100% sure where they send the lead containing materials, but I know that they handle them in a safe manner because they're a certified company to do that and handle those type of products.
Another very important part of this process, visiting with St. Louis University Sustainable coordinator, sustainability coordinator, Spencer Ruggles. Boy, oh boy. I need to recycle my tongue this morning. Now, also, this is not just, you know, to do this. Your St. Louis University is part of a competition, I understand.
Yes, so this is part of our Recycle Mania competition. It's a nationwide competition against all, actually, I think Canadian universities are involved as well. But yes, we compete against different universities, and there's a lot of different categories we compete in. And this one specifically is called the e-cycling Recycle Mania competition. So we go against other universities. And the way that we compete is it's by student population. So for every pound of e-waste material that we collect over the student body population, that kind of ratio determines who is the grand champion of the e-cycler. So say we get, you know, 100,000 pounds and we have 10,000 students at St. Louis University, then we get, you know, a 10-to-1 ratio. And if that exceeds all other universities that are competing in this category, then we get the grand prize for e-cycling.
And last year, St. Louis University met its goal to take, or actually didn't meet its goal to take first place, but hey, did pretty well. Took third in the nation, collecting 124,000 pounds, over 60 tons of electronic equipment. They're going to try that again on March 28th. So again, the basics, what do we need to know?
Bring anything with a cord. And there might be a fee associated with old TVs and things like that, but pretty much anything that you're trying to get rid of that's just kind of been sitting around in your garage or your basement, and you've been waiting for an event like this to happen, please come and bring it. And we're going to be doing this event from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
on Wednesday, March 28th. So I will be there. Yeah. I know that, Spencer, as I said earlier, working weekends, it's not always easy for me to get to the recycling events like this, but having it on Wednesday, it'll work out perfectly. So thank you very much.
And we'll have volunteers to take them off your hands, so you don't have to worry about that part either.
Sounds good. We'll see you on March 28th between 7 and 2. That, again, St. Louis University Sustainability Coordinator Spencer Ruggles. Thanks for joining me this morning, and good luck on the 28th.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's 7:29. Coming up next, the latest news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.